This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Less well noticed in the trade war that has now become a currency war was this item: China's Commerce Ministry suspending its purchases of American agriculture, all American agriculture. That was our cue to call Brian Duncan. He is the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, also a hog, soy, and corn farmer in his own right. Good to talk to you again, sir.
Hey, good to talk to you, Kai. I always enjoy it.
Thank you very much. Me too. I want to do a very quick drive-by on the trade situation, just because you're kind of one of our go-tos on that. It seems to have pegged up a notch here. The president's talking about how good he's being to farmers. But in the meantime, there's a currency war now. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, you brought up a couple issues. We've talked several times about this in the past, and we keep hoping for better news than what we're getting, right? You know, farmers are receiving another round of tariff aid payments, which we're grateful for, but it will not come close to making us whole. And especially as we look at this long term, right, the damage just continues to mount.
Right. Okay, on to other topics. The real reason we wanted to get you on the phone was a piece I saw, I think, in Bloomberg the other day about the weather and how hot it is and how your hogs are getting skinnier because it's so hot, and that's pushing prices up. Is that really happening?
Well, it's maybe not quite that simple, but yes, that does happen. Hot weather slows the growth of hogs, even though we keep them in, you know, really nice environmentally controlled buildings. The heat we can't do much about, and they don't gain as fast. And that did happen in July. We saw some marketings back up and some marketing slow. But Kai, those pigs come to town eventually.
I guess they do. Where are you selling them these days? I mean, we used to do big pork business with China, not to bring that up again, but now we don't so much. Where's your market?
Oh, man. You know, and you bring up China, and it's like a knife in my heart, tremendous potential there, Kai, especially with the massive losses they've suffered in their hog herd due to African swine fever. Yeah. So domestically, we consume a lot. We are moving some product back to Mexico. Hmm. We are at a 10-year low on product into Japan because we find ourselves at a disadvantage with the countries that joined Japan in TPP. Wow. And I guess that's another knife in my heart that we've talked about in the past.
And I didn't even bring that one up. You did it to yourself.
No, I know. This trade thing, Kai, it's just like circular bad news, isn't it? So we've again seen with the flare in the Chinese problem, the hog market reacted almost immediately because there are still hopes for us to move some product into the Chinese market. But that's about all it is right now, is hope.
I have to tell you, I think it's really interesting that you still have hope, because all the indicators, and you got to have hope, and yes to all of that, but all the indicators are that this is only getting more spiraling downward instead of positive.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. What do you want me to do? Quit? But then who are you going to call when you need to talk about hogs,
right,
Kai? I've got to stay in business, and I'm doing it just for you. But still, the reality is we've got a growing world population, and they need to eat. And at some point, we hope cooler heads prevail, and we can get some deals done. But you are right, Kai. I think in the countryside, the volume of hope that farmers had has definitely gone down over the last year and a half as we've watched events unfold.
I'm going to let you get off the phone, Mr. Duncan, and I'm going to point out I didn't even bring up corn and soybeans here. So, you know, there's that.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Kai. Let's talk about that another day.
Yeah, we'll give you a call in a while. Brian Duncan, hog farmer, corn guy, soybeans, also the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Mr. Duncan, we'll talk to you soon, sir.
Always a pleasure.